Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wiretap. I am here to represent Eisenacher Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Eisenacher suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne CompeteTube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That they do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Eisenacher suicide pod. Thank you.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireless. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show. Here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. We will have Candace joining us here as our Thursday co-host. And if anyone else wants to join in, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and give a big Freedomizer hello to Candace.
Hi, how are you tonight, Proof?
Oh, it's good to be here. I've been working my day job, and I've been working, and then when I find out that I have a co-host that called out and I can't get a replacement, then I took 2 days off because I can't talk all day for 8 hours and then talk right away for another 3. And it just gets to the point where my voice hurts.
You need to take some time off anyway. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of people work harder than you.
That's all right. I'll take a couple of days off for my birthday next month.
Yay! Right on.
Well, I'm going to be 50, so I don't want to be working when I'm on the day I turn 50.
My 50th birthday was a disaster. It was like 2 days before a lockdown. Yeah. 2 days before, and it was just like everything went dead.
Yeah, I remember my 40th birthday because I was flying to my aunt's funeral in Long Island, and Joanne was trying all day to get a hold of me because, you met Joanne last week. She decided to take an offer on another platform that promised her all these numbers and told her a tall tale, and then she came back a few months later.
Oh, no.
So that's what I did on my 40th birthday.
Oh, honey, I am so sorry.
That's all right.
Funerals are no fun.
I didn't even make the funeral because the plane was late.
Oh, no.
Hey, I got to stay with family, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
I figured that was the important part.
Well, I spent all day Tuesday with family drama, so... Yeah, I totally understand. Being with family is the best thing ever, but sometimes it can just kind of test you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of my brothers and sisters I barely talk to. I don't hate them. I won't not talk to them, but I don't go out of my way to seek out liberals.
Yeah, I don't talk to my mom's side of the family at all. I don't. It's my dad's side that I'm close to. My mom's side of the family, when I had cancer like 10 years ago, they didn't even send me a text. All I wanted was a text with 3 words, how are you? And I never even got that.
Hey, just a heads up. I am one of those people. I will answer a lot of questions. I'm an open book. You could talk to me like a human anytime. Yeah. But... I am not a how are you person at all.
Yeah.
I just learned that when I was in stand-up comedy school like 30 years ago, roughly. And the first thing they tell you is never say how are you because that's a time waster. You only have X amount of time on stage and you want to say as many jokes as possible. And saying how are you and not starting off immediately is a deterrent.
Yeah, but it's just family, though. It wasn't professional.
I know that, but just like when people call in for the first time and they go, "Hi, Proof, how are you?" And it's like,
oh,
yeah, move on. I don't want to hear how are you.
And see, I'm like so out there when I really care about people. I mean, how you doing? You know, I want to hear, you know. I genuinely ask. But it has been such a slow week news-wise.
I don't know about
there
that.
Has been... Well, I think the only thing interesting to me is Liz Cheney lost her butt, and that cracked me
well,
up.
Well, that's always a plus here. I still have that applause up. Let me get that out real quick here.
Oh, heck yeah.
So... Liz Cheney compared herself to Abraham Lincoln, and she's going to win the presidency now because she lost the Congress.
Oh, my gosh. I was dying when she made that speech. She's thinking about running in 2024. That just cracked me up.
Well,
hey,
a good rule of thumb is if you can't – if you just barely lost, I understand. But if you get beat down in your own state, in your state – is not a big state, then what do you have to offer?
I mean, didn't she lose by like 60%?
What was it, 68-27? So she lost by, I think, 39 points or... No,
okay,
I, whatever she lost, it was by between 35 and 40.
Oh, it was huge. That I, you know, I would love to see her run in 2024. I think it would be pure comedy.
Well, why don't she run as a Democrat, though?
Let her do it. I don't even care if she runs as a Republican because she cannot hide the fact of who her father is. And that's going to be enough to, like, kill her nationally right there.
Well, I don't know what's worse, the fact that she went against Trump so hard or her father. I don't know which is worse.
Oh,
and I don't think the voters even want to know which is worse. They're just not interested.
Yeah, yeah. Her dad is pure evil incarnate. Seriously.
Well, that should be enough right there when he says he voted for Brandon in 2020. That should tell you what side the globalists are on.
Oh, of course. Oh, she is straight up heavy establishment. Heavy establishment. I've actually got
a
meme.
She voted a lot with Trump the first 2 years, and then the third year she broke off.
Honestly, I'm going to sound mean when I say this. I do not care. They're all going around saying, like, was she voted
with
Trump?
Oh, I don't care either.
Yeah.
I don't care
either.
I just know that she's an opportunist.
Oh, big time.
Except an opportunist that doesn't do a good job at opportuning.
Uh-uh. Not even. Not even. I've got a meme I'm looking for that I want to send you. It's going to crack you up. It's a meme of Trump in the Grim Reaper outfit taking out the establishment families here.
Yes.
I freaking love it. I love it. It's like you took out the Bushes, the Clintons, the McCains, now the Cheneys, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
All right. I don't really like calling people out, but I have a longtime caller that is – they didn't press the one button, so I just wanted to confirm. If they want on, I'll just press the one button, and I'll gladly bring you on. Otherwise, if you want to listen, that's great, too. I just – wanted to acknowledge you there, and I miss talking to you, so if you want to press 1, I'm here. If you want to listen, that's fine, too. So, anyway, so Liz Cheney lost.
I know.
And
I love
Pence
it.
Somehow thinks he's going to be relevant, too.
No. No, that's a disaster waiting to happen, especially when they throw Gavin Newsom in there. There is no way Pence can beat Newsom. None.
The only way Trump, I think, is going to win this time around, and I'm not saying that he's a bad guy, of course, but
right.
Three things have to happen. One,
what?
That he, as far as Trump, he says he's no longer going to promote the V word, and he needs to come around and admit that he got conned. Because if he doesn't, then what happens is that they can con him again. And if he is susceptible to Bill Gates and Pfizer, I don't want to see somebody that pushes pharmaceuticals. I don't need a pharmaceutical salesman as my president. And the more I hear it, and he gets booed constantly, he has to know. And I don't know what the holdup is, unless it's that Pfizer endorsement he got when he ran in 2020. That's the only thing I can think of.
That has to be the only thing. Well, you know, they lied to him. They either lied to him hardcore, or he knew all along and didn't care. But I'm more inclined to think they lied to him, because right when he started Fast Track and to get the vaccine out, I got a friend. She's down in California. She owns 3 medical clinics. She's all about, you know, like the knowledge of vaccines. And she said, they're never going to have a vaccine effective against COVID. And me and my friends were like, okay, why do you say that? And she said, because COVID is a coronavirus. And she said, it is under the coronavirus is the umbrella that also covers the common cold.
Right.
And she said,
and because
yeah.
the strain she changes goes, so often that it's impossible yeah. to lock down.
Yeah, and she was like, we're never going to have a vaccine effective against this. We've never been able to get one against the common cold, and we've been trying. So Trump I'm more inclined to think they lied to him, because Trump is a
right,
real good one to put people in charge.
I understand that, Candace, but if he's still believing in that, and he is
yeah.
still letting Big Pharma run him, and part two would be Big Tech. Big Tech, if he doesn't come out and push even harder against Big Tech, I don't like where it ended in 2020.
Yeah.
He let the Big Tech ruin him along with Dr. Fraudy and Bill Gates. And number three.
Yeah.
They hate him so much that everybody knows they're going to put fake ballots out. He needs to not only get the record for most votes, he needs 100 million votes. Because if they got 81, then next time they're going to put out 85 million or 90 million. He needs to really smash it.
He's
even
gonna
though
have
Brandon
to landslide it.
Got 81 million votes, and Trump finished second with 74 million, and got the second highest amount ever. That's not enough. Even though we all know it's fraud, but they could print out more ballots. So he needs 100 million, because having nationwide with only 170 million. Registered voters, you can't have 206 million votes. Then that's just too obvious. But he needs 100 million. Anything less, he will lose with fraud.
I full on believe that. I really do. I can full on believe it.
And I don't know how you get 100 million votes when allegedly Brandon got 81 million.
Oh my gosh. They swayed that election so heavily with the whole mail-in voting, the media
right.
working on bashing Trump. Yeah, it was crazy. It really was.
So
I
those three things
somebody.
Have to be fixed.
I want to see the GOP put up a new rock star. I really do.
Well, that's DeSantis.
I don't think he's leaving Florida. I really don't.
I know you,
I know
want
you and I disagree.
But that is a heavy rumor across the U.S.
He hasn't given any signs that he is, though.
Of course he's not, because he wants to win as governor first.
I just, me personally, okay, I don't see him leaving Florida midterm. Okay. I mean, that's just me personally, though, dude. I really don't. And it all goes back to what I say every week. He really loves Florida. And I've seen a few governors that have been rock stars in their party that have refused to leave their state midterm because they love their state.
I lose you?
What?
Oh, there you are. I didn't hear you for a minute. So, anyway, Trump and DeSantis are about even. And then around the 1.3%, you get Rand Paul. And then at 1.2%, you get Mike Pence.
Yeah,
and then everybody else
noticed.
Is under 1%.
Well, they've got to get their act together, like, right after the midterms or before, because Newsom is already starting his campaign for 2024.
Who did you say is?
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah, he's already... Him and yeah. Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, those two are considered the two most likely. And one won't run if the other one runs. But either one of them, either one of them will run. And I do think Michael Robinson Obama can beat Trump. But I think DeSantis can beat whoever there is.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'd like to see Trump. I don't know, though. I think DeSantis would debate Newsom a lot better. But I think Trump would come out more hardcore against Newsom. So I'm kind of like, I don't know. But Newsom is on Truth Social. I don't know if you know that or not. I just found out.
No. Oh, yeah, yes, because he wants to troll Republicans, yes.
No, he's not trolling, dude. He's campaigning. He's trying to sway Republican voters.
I remember reading that in an interview.
Yeah.
So what he does on there, I don't know, because I don't use Truth Social. I don't have a cell phone. So I just read when he signed up, he said, I have to start trolling Republicans. That's all I know about it.
He is not trolling. He is giving really pointed campaign messages to try and sway Republican voters. Now, he gets trolled on there hardcore. But he's trying to get those those left-leaning, center-of-the-road type people. But, yeah, he's not trolling, dude. These are specifically targeted campaign messages. It's crazy.
So he's trying to run as a moderate?
I don't know what he's doing yet. The only thing that I'm firmly convinced of is he's got his sights on 2024.
Oh, that
and
I
he's
know.
Not really, yeah, and he's not really campaigning in California for governor.
No, because he feels that he already won California, so he doesn't have to do anything there.
Exactly. So I think he's taking this time to get a huge jump start on 2024.
Yeah, that's
and
nice
see, like,
knowing that your state will vote for you no matter what.
Yeah, well, there's got to be a reason he knows he's got it. Sketchy stuff going on. We know this.
Yeah, well, that's Democrats for you. He doesn't have to lift a finger in California, and he could probably tell people that.
He doesn't have to. I mean, that recall election was a flipping joke.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. It's a pure joke. But I think that if Trump ran against Newsom, Trump would be more apt to come out and be like, your state's a pile of heck. You know, go to San Francisco, you're going to see, you know, toilets basically in the middle of the freaking road, needles everywhere.
I do have to admit, though, Candace, that I would love to see DeSantis and Newsom debate, because you have
the best governor
basically versus the worst governor, and I want to see it.
Oh, yeah, because now debating, yeah, I think DeSantis would rock it, because DeSantis is very articulate, more so than Trump. And I really think that DeSantis could easily do rebuttals and debates and bring up things way better than Trump could.
Right.
And in an out-and-out campaign, you know, ads and everything like that, I think Trump would be the better one for that.
I don't know.
I
don't know which one would do better. I just think both of them would smash it. But the thing is that a lot of us patriot types are tired of having to worry about big tech and big pharma. And if it's going to be where Trump doesn't speak up against it, if DeSantis is there, DeSantis is going to win easily over Trump, because the average patriot does not want to hear about big tech and big pharma.
Trump's not going to speak out against big tech and big pharma.
Yeah. Well.
I'm not seeing that. Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
All that canceling on social media, you would think that he would offer something. But no, he's been totally quiet. And, of course, with Big Pharma, I love watching him get booed, actually, whenever he talks about that.
Oh,
he
yeah.
has to know. I've heard a bunch of talk show hosts on the conservative side that said they've spoken to Trump, and they told him, you've got to give up the vaccine stuff, and he just doesn't. He's at least saying he's not going to promote it anymore because he keeps getting booed. But that's not enough.
It's really hard for him to come out, because he's the one that helped create it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if he criticizes that, that means in Trump's head he's criticizing himself. Now, listen, I love Trump as much as the next person. But has the guy ever said he was wrong about anything?
And that's the thing. He could say he was lied to by Gates and Fraudy.
Oh, he was.
He went along with it, and he was conned, and he can apologize, and all would be forgiven. Yeah. He just has to come out
right.
and say that he's not for it.
Right. I mean, they never told him that it was going to be faulty from the get-go. They never told him it was going to be a leaky vaccine. I think if he would have known that, he would have been a whole different person when it came to creating that back.
Yeah, but that's
and I really
a big
don't
stumbling think. Block. So if he doesn't mm-hmm. come out, and we have DeSantis, who I feel is strong on big pharma and big tech, I trust DeSantis. I can't trust Trump in the same way unless he comes out and admits he was wrong.
I trust DeSantis, too. I really do. But DeSantis would not – shoot, how do I put this? DeSantis is not going to tell you not to take a vaccine.
I don't need that. I just don't want somebody actively promoting it. And it doesn't sound like DeSantis is for the gene therapy, so I trust him.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. He definitely believes in letting you make your own mind up. He wants the information
out there. With this Mar-a-Lago raid, I am almost 100% convinced. Not that anybody told me, but they're saying that there's a mole at Mar-a-Lago, and I am convinced that mole is Ivanka Trump's husband, Jared Kushner.
That would not surprise me.
Remember, though, in 2020, Jared Kushner went to the Bilderberg meeting.
Right. I remember that.
And his best friend is Alex Soros, George Soros' son.
And didn't Jared go over there? Gosh, I think he went to, like, one of the countries by Russia and Russia or something during the general election. And I want to say 2016. Yeah, to try to do a business deal. The guys always came off a little sketch to me.
Yes, yeah, same here.
Yeah. But as far as being someone being a mole, oh, heck yeah. There's definitely a mole in Trump's camp. Most definitely.
Yeah, so with moles like that are not outed, I can't fully trust him.
Yeah, but I mean, ooh, dude. Okay, Trump's a smart man, but he trusted Fauci. And I never trusted Fauci from the first time Trump introduced him. Fauci was behind Trump's back that day, making faces, face-palming while Trump was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I never figured out why Trump even let him stay. I mean, is he too trusting of the people he picks? Or, I mean, I've always been confused about that. Does he not watch his own PR? Because if he would have seen what Fauci was doing, he'd have thrown him off that stage.
Yeah, I just think people like Trump as a person, but there's too many holes.
Well, you're not going to like what I'm about to say, but me and my friend, her and I have been talking, and sometimes we think maybe Trump's in on the game.
I would almost say I would understand, except they're really going after him a little harder than I don't think that's an act. I think at some point you would let it go.
Oh, it's not an act, but it's been a great divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah, I thought of that already, but they're still going after the dude. I can't say that he's in on it. As much as I would like to believe it, like a George Bush would have been on things, but I don't know. I think they tell Trump they tell Trump half the story so that he doesn't really get excited.
Exactly.
I think that's what it is. I don't think Trump is on their side. I just think that they know that they can control the speech that goes to Trump and he won't figure it out because he's not a politician.
Well, they do that with every president. You know that, though, right?
Oh, of course. Well,
yeah,
no,
I mean,
not every president. I think some of them are in on it, like Barry Satoro. I think he's in on almost everything.
Yeah.
The Bill Clinton, I think he was in on almost everything. Brandon is not.
No, he's not. He's not even in on what day it is.
Did you see him signing that climate bill a couple days ago? Then he looked at Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer like, who are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes
yeah,
he has that
face.
Vacant look.
That robot look that has, like, no emotion, and it's like, who are you? But you know what? Who knows? Maybe that's what the Democrats want, and maybe when we talk about Big Mike and we talk about Governor Grusom, maybe they want Brandon again, because look at how successful the Democrat Party has been in just a year and a half. Look at how much they've been able to change things. Look at how much they've been able to destroy. They would love to have that opportunity to do it all over again. And in the second term, they could do even worse.
Oh, yeah. And that's scary. I mean, we're like a year
Absolutely.
And a half in.
Brandon is on the table. And if they could voter fraud it out, even if Brandon's approval rating got to like 10%, they would still they could election fraud him out. They won't care.
No, they won't care at all.
And if we complained about the elections, then look how many IRS agents can help us out.
Oh my God, I know. And look how they added to the Department of Homeland Security. They added so many things that can get you deemed a terrorist. Like criticizing the way they're conducting Corona.
Yes.
Saying the election was stolen. Oh my God.
Well, I'll say it right now. I feel the election was stolen in 2020. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, no, I feel the same way.
Did I call
it
as fact? Absolutely not, but is that my opinion? 100%.
Well, yeah, if you look at all the evidence that we have, I mean, it was definitely heavily, heavily freaking swayed toward freaking Biden with the ballot stuff and the media and the, you know, mail-in voting.
Oh, we saw the videos of mail trucks and Ruby Freeman and all the other affidavits and the stuff that happened in Michigan. We know what happened. We're just like Prepperidge Farm. We remember.
Yep. Well, there was this guy that lives in Arizona, and he was saying, I think it was like a year and a half before 2020, he was like, Arizona has a big problem with people going in to the retirement communities and the nursing homes and helping people fill their ballots out. And they'll mark down whatever the heck they want. Or they'll tell the person how to vote. And they're too mentally like Brandon to even know any difference. And that was
so you don't know how the votes work in Las Vegas then.
Okay, what now? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The Las Vegas votes here in town. So they go around on election day. It doesn't matter if you're illegal. If you're working in one of the casinos, the union will go around and ask if you vote. And if you have not, then they will give you a ballot and just tell you to sign your name on it.
Oh, my God.
It's
I've
already
never heard
out.
That before. No wonder Nevada's went blue. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Well, that's how Harry Reid stayed in office for so long.
Don't get me started on Harry Reid. Oh, that guy was a snake.
And they renamed the airport after him after he passed.
Oh, yeah, Harry Reid deserves nothing. I'm not joking. He actually stopped an interview with Bernie one day. Stopped an interview. It was right after Bernie lost California in the primary. And they called Bernie to Washington. And Harry Reid was there with Bernie while Bernie was talking to the press. Now, think what you want about Bernie, but Bernie does not lie. Even if he tells you what you don't want to hear, you know he's not lying to you. And he refused to answer a simple question. And sat there and bit his lip. And we knew that he was about ready to start calling people out. And all of a sudden, Harry Reid leans over and calls the interview off. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, shady stuff going down. And you don't want Bernie to say it. And what are you holding over this guy's head? there was so much stuff. I mean, this big bruise on Bernie's face at the convention.
Yeah.
Then the Pizzagate stuff came out. And
well, don't
we were
forget,
like,
Harry
what
Reid
they...
had a big bruise on his face also. He said he fell while
that.
On a treadmill.
No. We wondered for a while if they probably threatened Bernie's grandkids.
Yeah, I don't understand what they get out of just threatening everybody.
You get what you want?
Yeah, but then in a land of thieves like that, then somebody can go up to Harry Reid and threaten him.
When you look at it as a, this isn't an American thing, this is a global thing, then if you don't play ball, there's too much at stake for them to lose. They're like this big, huge mafia, you know, trying to ruin the world. So they just don't care. They literally don't care. They have a global agenda that they are going to get through. They do not care who gets in their way. So if you get some politician trying to wake people up or fight them, they're going to try to take them out by any means necessary.
I just wish one of them would go on the Smell-O-Vision and say, if Trump doesn't listen to us, then we're going to kill him like that.
Then they're exposed, and then
they
have to rise up.
They do everything else. They may as well.
Because the only thing that could stop them is 75% of the people. So if they can keep dripping and drabbing it and keep us divided to where we're not wanting to listen to each other and all we want to do is fight each other, you know... They keep us distracted with reality TV, the streaming services, all that good stuff. It's all winning for them.
Yeah, even
look what they did to Alex Jones.
5% of the vote, I don't know if that's even enough.
Yeah, I think it's enough. I do. It would have to be a landslide.
Hey, if you don't mind, if you can just go on. If you can talk for like 90 seconds, my water dish is empty and I forgot to fill it up before the show.
Oh, boy, what do I talk about?
Just go on with that. I'll be right there. It's not like I'm going to be out for 5 minutes. I'm just filling up water.
All right, so basically... It's the global elites. Now, this is my opinion. Feel free to ridicule me, whatever. They've got an agenda, a huge agenda. Google Agenda 2030. We are following down that pathway. And they've had it in line for decades. I mean, decades. Talking about depopulation, complete control. You know, of society. They wanted mass surveillance, all this stuff. If there's power, money involved, the only thing that's going to save us are people standing up against them. So, basically, what they do is this good old-fashioned divide and conquer, keep everybody fighting among themselves. And then they can focus on, so they can focus on controlling us without us realizing we're being controlled. We used to control society with religion. You can't do that anymore. Now what are they trying to do? You control the society via the economy and fear. So you take away food, you control people via food, you control people via their livelihood, You scare them with Corona, money
pot. You take their money away?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've got freaking farmers burning their crops now and killing their cattle because they can't afford to farm anymore.
Right.
I talk to truckers all day on the phone. All day. Canceling their policy because they can't afford the trucking anymore.
Like what?
They can't afford the gas. Gas is a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge one. But you know what really kills me? There's a third of these truck companies calling in are black woman owned.
Really?
Every other day, I am talking to some woman who's calling in almost in tears, canceling her policy. And I say, I can't do it anymore. I have to cancel my policy. And these are black women, the beautiful diversity in our trucking industry. Brandon's policies are killing their business. Now, if that isn't heartbreaking.
I hate saying this, Candace, but if there is a bright side,
what?
Those that are owning a business next year are going to be screwed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I read on several articles that the main people that they want to go into when the IRS agents hit is families that make between $75,000 and $200,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The math, yeah.
So essentially that's the middle class, he wants them, the Klaus Schwabs of the world want that middle class out of here.
Well, I heard, 20 years ago, that they were going to one day break the back of the middle class. And that's when the country goes down. Yeah. That's when we become a two-class society, the very wealthy and the very poor. Yeah.
And I think personally those IRS agents, they're not there for people's tax records as we know it. Because it doesn't make sense to spend $80 billion to make 20. And then lose $60 billion. What that's for is to seize assets, to arrest and kill people, and put people in camps.
Yeah.
That's not to see if you cheated the government out of $112.
Well, I think the other part of it is that they want that side gig money. You know, they want the money from the guy that's mowing lawns at $30 a lawn. You know? That
but there's not enough money in that. Like I said, you're spending $80 billion to get $20 billion. That doesn't make sense. There has to be more to it.
Everybody's got a side gig, though.
Yeah.
We all do stuff.
And if you have a potential side gig and you voted Republican or Libertarian, then they got you.
Yeah.
And they're just not nice about it. You're guilty, and you have to go through the courts basically to prove that you're innocent.
Oh, yeah, I know. Especially with the IRS, they attach everything, your credit cards, your bank accounts, your paycheck, all of it.
Yeah, so if they can come into your house without a warrant, because the police can't do that, but if you're military, you can. And they could just start seizing things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They can make you sell everything, including your Instapot. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're there to start putting people in camps. I've made that thought.
I don't know. I think the CDC beat them to it. I mean, we all...
The CDC hasn't put us in camps.
No, but they built them.
Yeah, just because
you
they built them
right.
doesn't mean they're putting us in them. That's for the IRS to do because they have weapons.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. I'm like, wait a minute, dude. You don't build something in case, you know, you're going to steal it if you build it.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I thought that was the biggest freaking miscommunicated thing ever when I heard about the quarantine camp. I was like, no way. And then I actually freaking, that article in the newspaper talking about the quarantine camp right when Corona came out. And I had a friend, her husband worked there. And I'm like, you got to tell me about these camps. And she's like, it is straight legit. And if they even talk about it, they get fired. I'm like, oh my God.
Mm.
Yeah. And then they built more of them over like a year and a half. Then they started advertising jobs to work at one. That was crazy. When I heard about the job thing, I'm like, no way. I went straight to the freaking website, fact-checked it, read the job description. Like, oh my God. We've not only built quarantine camps in Washington, we are now hiring for them.
I'll be honest, though, Candace, I'm waiting for Governor DeSantis to say he's not cooperating with IRS agents.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think he's totally pointed that direction, isn't he?
And nobody said anything yet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to. He's not. He's seriously on the fence about cooperating with the FBI. I mean, come on.
No, seriously, if he comes out and says that he's not participating in the IRS audits and he can get away with it, you're going to see a lot of people, and probably myself included, moving to Florida.
Well, you've got a place, you know that, right? You got a friend down here.
No, I got several. I have family, and Joanne's already offered as well.
Nice. All right, so you're covered.
Yeah, it just depends on what part of Florida I want to move to. That's all. That's the only question that I guess I have.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. What I love about DeSantis is, though, he's told the federal government to go pound sand quite a few times, and they tried to threaten him with federal dollars, and he's always been like, bring it. We're Florida. We're going to be okay without your money. He did it with the schools. He did it with the monoclonal antibodies. Now, she's done it with quite a few things.
I just think it's hilarious if Governor Grossom thinks he could debate DeSantis. I don't see how he would win.
Not even going to – yeah, I know. Couldn't even win.
What is he going to run on? What, they handled
–
Governor Grossom handled COVID a lot better than DeSantis? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is California's economy better than Florida's? I don't think so.
Newsom is always saying how great Cali's economy is. He's always saying how great they are environmentally, how forward-thinking they are. And, yes, after he won the recount, Newsom came out and said, this just goes to show people want Corona handled the way I handle it.
Right.
Not joking.
Yes, by forcing strict lockdowns and you not handling them on your own person. That's what people want.
Oh, exactly. It's just because, okay, this is crazy. People just packed up and left Cali. They didn't make a big production out of it. They just left. Now, here's something that's going to crack you up. I'm a member of the group Moving to Florida Secrets on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
I've been a member of that group. Yeah, I've been a member of that group for over a year now. The majority of the people, when people ask, why did you move to Florida? 90% say, my governor sucked. I wanted a real governor.
Yeah, you don't see people moving from Florida to California, that's for sure.
Nope.
What are you going to run on? The fact that you're now allowing babies to be killed and murdered at 28 days after the baby is born? You're going to run on that? You're going to run by asking everybody what their pronouns are?
Newsom's got charisma, though. My husband and I were actually talking about this last night.
Yeah, maybe some of the women might think he's attractive, but I just can't get behind used car salesman. And that's what he is.
No, me either. Yeah, no, he's slimy, dude. He's very slimy. But he's got that Kennedy-esque it factor. He's got the charm. He's got the charisma. He's got the all-American looks. You know what I mean?
Hey, maybe you're a woman and you're attracted to him. I don't know. I just don't see it. I know he's not old like Brandon, so therefore he might be somewhat attractive to the ladies. I don't know. I get it. But
well, he's got that youth on his side.
That I would hope that people see who Gruesome is and realize that's not what they want.
No, dude, people love him. Like the Newsom supporters, excuse me, the brainwashed sheep love him. They think he's great.
Yeah, if they don't live in California, they think he's great because they've never had to look for him.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. And if you're rich, he's made it almost impossible for you to move out of Cali. Seriously.
Well, and you know, he's the nephew of Pelosi, so he already has connections.
Yeah. So I've got a friend who really wants to move out of California, but she's like, it's impossible to, like, sell our businesses and move out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the California overregulation, they cannot just get out from under those medical clinics and leave.
Yeah, well, they also made it in California where you can't be an Uber driver and work for yourself. Uber and Lyft and Uber Eats and all them, they have to hire you as actual employees. And then that's it. You can't just be your own boss.
Right. I know.
And some of the trucking companies won't go there anymore for the same reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to deal with California, thank God, on my job.
Yeah.
We got another department that handles them, which is a good thing because it's just the biggest pain in the buttocks.
You weren't on last week with me, or last Thursday, or whatever it was.
No.
So you missed the wiretap ad that he did. He did an ad for hiring IRS agents.
Okay, I gotta hear it.
All right, and then we have this week's Broccoli Man. If you haven't seen it, but let's do the ad first.
Honestly, I've had so much.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luckers who will let us get away with it.
Alright, so that was Wiretap's IRS ad.
Okay, I love it. I love it.
I like in the
knocking
ad,
down doors.
You might have to diddle childrens. Oh, that part's for me.
I like the where if they voted for Trump, kick him in the kumquat.
Yes.
That was pretty funny. All right, so what's the new Broccoli Man episode? Because like I said, I've got a lot going on this week, and I have not had time to watch it.
All right, that's fine. So this week, he meets a Brandon supporter on a subway.
Oh, dude. All right.
I'm getting it to you. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Okay. I just put it right in the rumble now.
Okay.
All right. So do your countdown.
All right. I could do that. All right.
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1, action.
I am so tired of these gas prices. I want to drive my car again.
I understand. I am taking the train to my car and driving home from the station. These people that are in charge want us to get rid of our cars and give up our meat and our houses.
I know. These Trump supporters are just too much. They have gone all out crazy since Brandon took over. They are just angry that Brandon and Barry Soter have been really great presidents.
And Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. I hope he runs for president.
What is it that Brandon did that you like? He has a 24% approval rating.
He got Trump out of office. That's good enough for me. Those Trump supporters are too extreme with their not wanting drag queen story times or abortions after the baby is born.
You do realize that Brandon just hired 87,000 IRS agents. The IRS is now larger than all government agencies combined.
Yes, but they are going after billionaires and Trump supporters.
I don't have a problem with the government going after my political enemies. I only have a problem when they come after me.
You don't think they will come after you next? Why is that?
I am black and I vote Democrat. Plus, I'm a lesbian immigrant, so I am protected from everything politically.
If you moved from another country, what made you move here?
I moved here when I was 19 to flee from communism.
All the policies you are voting for are pushing the United States into communism. They are weaponizing the government agencies and forcing everyone into mass extermination.
I don't want to focus on that right now. Communism is a good thing if America does it, but it is bad if anyone else wants to do it. It is those Trump supporters that never wear scams on them faces that I'm worried about.
But it is the Democrats that want everyone to wear scams on their faces forever. Some Democrat governors even tried to pass laws making faces a private part and to wear scams forever.
I love wearing scams. It makes me know I am better than those dumb Trump supporters who don't know to wear scams on their faces.
This is the first time I have been out since April 2020 without a scam. We just ran out of scams at home and my last one I wore for 21 straight days. It fell apart on me. If they made a law requiring scams to go outside or be in a store, I would be in favor of it. Brandon told us to do it. I believe him. Brandon and Kamala still wear scams. On the way home we have to stop at Walgreens to buy a new box of scams.
Haven't you seen the inflation at that grocery store? The last year of inflation is the highest in almost 50 years.
Inflation isn't real, you moron. It is just something dumb Trump supporters say to make us not like Brandon.
Correct. There is no inflation right now. Besides, Brandon lowered the price of gas. That was Trump's fault for raising the gas prices on us.
When Trump was in office, gas was $1.84 a gallon here. Now it is $5.32 a gallon. He has no been in office over a year and a half now. The prices of food has spiraled out of control. You said you are taking the bus because you cannot afford gas. That is called inflation.
You need to stop listening to fools like Tucker Carlson, Proof Negative, and Alex Jones. I don't watch news, but I read everything the Los Angeles Times says. They help stand up for minor attracted persons and trans people's rights.
It is not fair how you Trump supporters want to arrest people who want to diddle people just because they are diddling someone under age 18. It is not their fault. Just like you do not want Leah Thomas competing in women's sports.
It has always been considered disgusting for men to diddle children under 18 throughout history. Besides, why is it the children do not get a say-so in this sexual encounter? You are being told to accept it from billionaires who take part in it and have money to promote it.
I bet you eat me so like all you other old fogies. I am saving the planet by eating the bugs.
Only extremists don't eat meat. We save the meat products for the 1%. We only eat produce from GMO Martin Dorsey's bugs.
Yeah, we are building back better.
You do realize they are building back better. The build back better is building back. Without you and me.
You old dumb Trump supporters forget that we live in America. We live in freedom, as long as you are a Democrat.
Look, I am not interested in talking to you. I am just happy to not have Trump in office. I will always vote Democrat, even if the IRS agents come after you and we become a communist nation. I already lived in a communist government and I would rather live in one again than have a dumb Trump supporter. Please go talk to someone else about your fake news.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we should never try to engage with Democrats. They will never listen to what anyone has to say and will just obey their smell of vision. I do recommend checking out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof Negative studies the globalist government and shares a lot of information everyone needs to understand. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live for Proof Negative.
Check out that dumb boomer. He's still a cisgendered and does not know how to use our real pronouns.
right. So I hope that was okay.
Oh, that was fantastic. Right at that part where Broccoli Man was like, okay, you're riding the bus because you say you can't afford gas. And instantly in my head was like, but the media is telling them, stop driving your car to save the environment. So they're going to think they're doing a good thing. And sure enough, you nailed it. Yep.
So you feel like you've had that argument before.
Oh, dude. You know, Proof, once you hit our age, you've got enough experience and lived history behind you. You can kind of smell the stuff that's coming, you know?
Wait, you don't think, I have to live another month in order to hit that age? You don't think I'm there?
I said we.
Oh, okay.
I said we've hit that age. Yeah, no, you and I, dude.
I just because I'm not 50 doesn't mean I'm not close.
Exactly. And there are people, you know, I mean, in their mid to late 40s, and they're there too. I'm not just saying you've got to be 50 and older, you know.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if you caught last week's Mr. Broccoli, so I'm going to go ahead and handle that one as well.
Awesome. Do it. I love it.
All right, so just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. All right, so this one's called The Wiretap Coming Out. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Well. Look who thinks the miss flying today. If it isn't that quintessential something lucker and by a snitch.
Oh dear. Why are you all up in my business every single time I want to do something?
Ha ha, green dude. We are finally getting to look at your kumquats now, green dude. You must disrobe right this instant. We need to make sure you're not trying to smuggle any pipe bomb, any handguns, or any bottles of water on your person.
Don't worry, Wiretap. I will not go through the TSA naked body scanner. And I will have a professional do a pat down so you are not getting involved.
Are you hard of hearing, green dude? I just explained to you that I will be handling those delicious kumquats to make sure you're not a domestic terrorist threat. Now, let me get my tape measure so I can measure out that junk.
No thank you. Do you really think I am going to let a complete pervert who I have arrested for being a child predator handle my junk?
Yes, sir. You will be allowing me to handle those kumquats, sir. Now I am commanding those dungarees to be displaced from that person right this instant. And you need to put the bloody scam on that face. If you like, I will also disrobe with you. You can rub your hands all over my own personal kumquat so you can verify I am not a terrorist threat, sir.
You are not the boss of me, Wiretap. Now step aside so I can have that gentleman right there help me get on my plane.
Sir, I am your father figure.
Do what?
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine. I'll be your daddy. I will be the one who loves you. Till the end of time.
You can take your George Michael lyrics and shove it up your...
Hey, Biznich. You might think you bees is a comedian today, sir. We're getting the last laugh, you dolt. We just hired 75,000 IRS agents to do audits of anyone that voted for Brandon or any third-party candidates. We are finna shut down every small business in this country, green dude. And we will be placing hundreds of millions of you pieces of excrement that said even one thing bad about Brandon. We will have your audits monitored by 3 IRS agents. If one of those 3 auditors has a different number than the others, we will be taking you right away to that FEMA camp. that does not exist. Does your person comprehend the syllables coming out of my vocal cords, green dude? We as fin on a kadunky dunk dunk. In your face. I mean, in that bloody scam that you need to get on that face. You and Alex Jones are patient zero, sir.
Hey, that's great. Okay, I have to go get on my airplane right now without your globalists harassing me. Now get behind me, Satan.
That tears it, green dude. You are busy something ducker for real. You're not going on your airplane, sir. We were busy having you parade down Broadway with a shotgun in your back for a drag queen story time right away. We are going to march you right down the parade like that really tall guy in that Volkswagen walk Nelson Muntz in the parade on that Simpsons episode. With those pantaloons and those underoos around your ankles. We are not monsters, sir. We will allow you to keep any dollar bills that find their ways into your buttocks.
Okay, so you are telling me I have to cancel my flight so I can arrest you and everyone that is grooming children?
That is it, green dude. You keep stepping in it. You are now banned from sharing anything negative about a pedophile parade, sir. You are offending every single person that is attracted to minors and acting upon their impulses. If I wanted to have a boy's peanut butter inside my chocolate, then Officer Reese says it is now my legal right to not be exposed. The only things being exposed are kumquats. Now I am hereby directing you to show me your naked epidermis right now, or I can add on more charges right now. You have offended me for trying to say something negative about my LGBTQPIRP+ rights.
Parents will not put up with this.
Parents will put up with this, sir. If the child complains about what we do to these children, or a parent complains, them will be placed in a re-education camp so we can run a crime syndicate. We are making this LGBT a one world religion. You need to learn how to not be blasphemous against the trans community. Only if you are LGBT+ and allow us to have our freedom to groom children, enjoy our cannibalism, and bask in our wonderful world of extreme communism. You are a buzzkill, a biasnitch, and a something lucker for real. When we shut down this global economy, you will be getting your microchip and we will be giving you two choices, sir.
Like I care about your two choices.
Yes, sir. You will either live under the tyranny that the likes of this earth has never seen, or you can save yourself and marry me, green dude. If we can get you on our side, then we can help Klaus Schwab get those 99% nincompoops who eat bugs so we can fix climate change. We need to kill all the cows and ban people from eating beef, and get everyone to eat people. I myself prefer human dark meat, sir.
Hey everyone. If we do not stand up and fight for our freedom, we will have the worst tyranny that Earth has ever seen. These globalists want to roll out exactly what is in Revelation 16 in the Bible right now. Please, get right with God. Also, you need to get educated with shows like the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a ton of information you need to stay a step ahead of these globalists. Do not go to the FEMA camp and get a microchip to live. Listen to Proof Negative on freedomizerradio.com.
Thou shall not be telling everyone to freedomize to the freedomists, sir. Now is the time for me to finally get to grapple with some delicious kumquats. Once we get gangster freedom-minded thugs like Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Proof Negative, and that green dude in those FEMA camps that do not exist, we are coming for you.
All right, so I hope that was okay.
Dude, I love how you threw that, trying to think of how to say it. Okay. You actually threw in that subtle racism that is heavy in the left right now.
What's that?
I personally prefer dark meat.
Yeah,
I love that because I'm like, you know, it is so true. I mean, the left is not for everyone right now, and they only break out, you know, your African-Americans, you know, I mean, your people of color, your disadvantaged or whatever, you know, when they need them, like Antifa and all that. But after that, they completely forget about them. But yet they think they own their vote. I don't know. It just like kind of like reminded me of that subtle racism.
Yes. Yeah, I did that on purpose because you wanted to be politically correct.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. You know.
And I know Michael reference.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, I've used but George really Michael twice it. Now, and I'm not even a George Michael fan like that. It's just that if you grew up in our era, you couldn't avoid those songs.
No, you couldn't. It was on the radio station all the time when we were teenagers, you know. Most definitely.
Speaking of which, Debbie Gibson lives kind of down the street from me. Like about a mile
really?
And a half down the road. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have you ever met her?
No.
Ah.
I'm not going to knock on her door. I mean, that's creepy.
No, but you could have seen her at, like, the local grocery store or something.
No. No, that's never happened.
My friend, she used to live in Windermere down here outside of Orlando. It's like the highfalutin part, you know. And Henry Winkler had a house there, and she used to see him go get his coffee from somebody who was selling coffee on the corner.
Okay. That's
that
cool.
That's pretty cool. I know, right? But yeah, that is so cool about Debbie Gibson, though. She was like the it girl back in the day.
Yeah, I saw her car that she bought once because she put it on her Facebook, and she goes around my daughter's Starbucks every so often because she gets her dog some Puppuccinos.
Aww.
So my daughter works at Starbucks.
My dog has only had one Puppuccino ever.
Well, I don't drink coffee like that, so me going through the drive-thru for Puppuccinos won't happen.
I just don't want him to fill up with too much, you know, added evil chemicals in his system.
Yeah.
You know.
And I don't want him having the whipped cream either.
Yeah, well, that's evil chemicals. I mean, if you can make it homemade. I mean, if you have, like, raw milk and you can make the homemade whipped cream yourself without mm-hmm. sugar, oh, yeah, there wouldn't be anything wrong with it in moderation, but not the way they do it, not the process.
Although my pets love watermelon.
There is nothing wrong with watermelon.
Mike, yeah, I have a cat that loves persimmons and plums.
Oh, my God, I love it. I love it. Mine's spoiled. He used to love hummus and red bell peppers.
Mm.
I can't get him to eat them anymore. Yeah, now he's all about the meat. He loves his meat.
Yeah, we have a 9-week-old Doberman puppy now, too.
Oh, my God, I want to see pics. You have to send me pics. I have puppy fever so bad, so I've got to see your puppy pics.
As soon as I get one without her cone on her head, I'd love to.
Ah, did she just get spayed?
No. No, we got the puppy from somebody that just cropped her ears, and I was hoping that he wouldn't do it, and I specifically said don't crop the ears. And then he calls and says, hey, the puppy's ready. We just cropped her ears.
Oh, no. I got a friend.
I just don't like doing that kind of stuff.
No, dude. I got a friend. She's a vet tech. been one for decades. And she said if people were able to see how those babies wake up after an ear crop, they would never do it again. Apparently.
And I don't know what is the purpose of an ear crop.
It's just to look. I mean, it's just to look. There's no purpose to it.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody wants to call in and correct me, please do, because I've never read anything that shows there is a purpose, but it's just a look.
Yeah, I didn't think there was. That's why I'm asking.
And their ears are so cute when you don't crop them because they're all floppy. I've seen pics of them without cropped ears, and they're so cute. Yeah.
So Chewbacca is trying to be nice, but he doesn't. He's too old to play. He's only, what, 7? But he doesn't want to play with a baby.
Hmm. Tyrion's 9.5. He doesn't mind playing with the vibration.
Yeah, Chewbacca doesn't like anybody being around his legs. He'll barely tolerate me, like if I'm combing his legs or something, but I'm like the only one he won't snap at or growl at.
Does he have arthritis?
He might be in the early stages of it.
That could definitely be why, yeah, because of the legs tight.
I figured. Yeah. Sometimes he gets the dog CBD oil when I feel like giving it to him.
Yeah. I'm so right there with you. I've got a bottle for Tyrion here. We get thunderstorms, and if they're going to be really bad or really long, I have to CBD them up.
Hey, I'm beginning to wonder how much of this rain that we've gotten here in Las Vegas has been chemtrailed or manipulated.
You really want to get me started on geoengineered weather modification? Do you really want me to go down that road?
You know, how we're getting this much rain at once. But on the other end, they said that they're going to start shutting off some of the water supply to the Hoover Dam to keep the Colorado River.
Yep. I've actually been reading about that. Yeah, west of the Rockies, you guys are going to have water wars coming hardcore.
Yeah, that's what's making me think here about a possible move here.
Yeah, water wars are definitely coming, especially for like Arizona, you guys, Nevada, most definitely California. It's going to get bad. And then if it gets bad for Cali, it's going to get bad for Washington State, because Washington State is legally required to send water to California if they get in a real bind.
What I don't understand is why can't they make a desalinization plant in California?
Dude, I don't even know. My husband and I talk about this all the time. It's like, there really shouldn't be a water problem if they would just build those plants and then pipe the water to the states that need it, you know?
California should be handling its own water. They're on the beach.
Exactly. Texas, Florida, Cali, I mean, all those states, even Oregon, Washington, the whole East Coast, I mean, and then they could make a mint shipping the water out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't want to fix the actual problem.
Well, no.
I mean, how do you...
Of course, they want to expand the problem to make it worse so they get more money and more power. So if they can play with shutting off water supply, then you'll do as you're told or else you don't get water.
Bingo. Exactly. You just nailed it. And then the water supply, I mean, it's not just the water supply. Can't have the cows get their water because of drought and water issues. Can't water your crops. You can't grow food. You have more food shortages. You
and they're telling
and
us
I
to eat Zabugs, but if we eat Zabugs, that we're not built as humans to digest insect exoskeletons.
Nope, we're not. That's why they want to turn them into flour. And then they want to turn them into powder so they can turn them into flour, so they can turn it into, I don't want to go naming any name brands because that, I don't want people to get the wrong idea, but they want to turn them into fake meat. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so they can make a paste out of it, turn it into
fake
meat.
So does that mean they would separate the exoskeleton from the rest of the body?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Or
well,
they
at
just
least
took
it
all down
toxic,
to a paste.
But still, eating a bug exoskeleton on a regular basis, that'll give you several forms of stomach cancers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think that they're about to start putting the kibosh on collecting rainwater.
Well, I know 8 states already have, so I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more will.
I've been seeing articles now talking about how all the water that falls from the sky now has cancer-causing products.
Yeah.
Study at Berkeley. And I'm like,
if somebody doesn't have a filter for their water that they're drinking, they're crazy.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, you've got to.
I have a hard time going to people's house for cooking now because I don't even trust if they have filtered water. If they're cooking with tap water, I don't want to eat there.
Yeah, I totally hear you. Especially in Florida. Florida water is just nasty. And I run everything through my Brita and or some kind of filter that especially removes lead.
Yeah, but Britas do not take out fluoride.
Oh, yeah. Well, check your county. I know the county I live in. I actually went to the water and all that. Volusia County does not have fluoride in their water.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that made me feel better. I was really scared because I don't want fluoride for one thing. But the dog, like Flint, Michigan, everybody was like, oh, the kids, you know, we found out because of the children and hit them first because they're so small. And then tons of vets in Flint, Michigan said, actually, no, it was your pets that got hit with the lead first. We had a severe increase in the lead poisoning with the pets. Before the kids got hit with it.
Let's do this. I have a Klaus Schwab video that I want to play that's just under 2 minutes. Then after that, we can hit the phones.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. Go for it.
All right. So this is Klaus Schwab talking about the 3 phases of COVID.
Now, when we look at COVID, I think we should distinguish between 3 phases. We have 3 R's. Restrain, which means to fight the virus, the hot phase, most countries are in today. Then we have recover, to go back to a kind of new normal. And finally, the reset, which means to define and to design the strategies which should lead us in the after-corona phase. What is the objective? What kind of world do we want to build? What do we know? What did we learn? I think the world which we want to create with the Great Reset has to be much more resilient. It has to be because security, people will demand more security, physical security, health security. It will have to be more inclusive. We had already a big gap Before the crisis started, this gap will be tremendously increased. So if you want to avoid some kind of social revolutions, and we have seen the signs of anger on the streets already the last weeks, so we have to address this issue to create a stronger inclusiveness. And finally, more sustainable, because we know now that the next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner, and it is the climate crisis.
So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's telling you the phases. So eventually the third phase is the reset.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
He's not hiding
definitely.
It. But you're going to have a lot of your friends that say, how come nobody told me?
Oh, and that's their drama. I'm not even dealing with that. If people aren't awake by now, I mean, and I'm horrible, but my attitude is, if you're not awake by now, you deserve what's coming for you. And I know I'm a horrible human for thinking that way, but it's so obvious.
If somebody has questions, I don't mind answering questions, but at this point, if they're still a bleeding heart liberal, then may the Lord bless them. That's all I could say.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the way I am, too. I mean, if you come to me and you're like, I don't understand. I'm not, you know, I'm seeing something, but I don't understand. Oh, yeah, I'll explain it to you. I'll talk to you about it. But if you're like, oh, I love Biden and the world's going in such a great direction and Trump is gone and it's so wonderful and we can sing Kumbaya, I'm like, okay, go away. I don't even want to deal with it.
All right, well, Pianki's here, so welcome in, Pianki.
Hi.
How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, I'm adequate.
Doing good.
What's up?
I'm doing good, sweetie. How are you?
I had a couple. I'm doing fine. How you doing? I had a few things I wanted to talk about and showing you how the woke crowd is doing. One, there's a popular book at Target, and I'm going to have to pull it up on my dog, though.
Okay.
It's a popular book on Target that tells, it's written by, it's an African-American lady. Here it is right here. It's a popular book at Target has prayer to help reader hate white people. And the author is Dr. Walker Barnes. And it says she's a powerful colored woman. Now, my question is, now I went on Target. I couldn't find out how to get to the book section. I went to Amazon, and it didn't come up, this particular book. And this story is not that old. But you might want to check it out yourself. It's called Popular Book at Target Has Prayer to Help Reader Hate White People. Okay, then there's a story in Minneapolis dealing with the Minneapolis public schools, and it reads that the Minneapolis school board, you know, that's Minneapolis where Floyd got killed. He lost his life. And let's see. This school district is coming up with a policy that is going to fire white teachers first.
Yes.
Now, I ain't making this stuff up.
Yes.
Did you read that?
I know about it, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to lay off white people first. Okay, now then the latest one that a friend told me. It's a city, and I know this city very well, I know the school district, because I lived in the school district. But the city is called Normandy, Missouri. And the former mayor there in Normandy, his name was Maurice Hunt, H-U-N-T. Let me make sure that's right. And he set a policy, not only him, but also the city clerk. His name is Hunt. Maurice Hunt is his last name. He set a policy where he tried to rid the city hall of all white people. He tried to get rid of all these city workers that was white and also those that was working in city hall under the pretense that the city has become, you know, majority black. Now, I'm not kidding on these. You can look them up yourself. There's one on the Post-Dispatch newspaper, which is a liberal newspaper in St. Louis. Matter of fact, it's the only one, really, in St. Louis today. And I just wanted to point those out to show you that when people be talking about reverse racism, well, that's what it is. It's reverse racism. Well, you're right. It says in Normandy, the first city employee to sue did so last spring. Kevin Gisson, a fired public works employee, alleged in federal court that Maurice Hunt, the black man serving as interim mayor at the time, because the mayor that quit or resigned, his name was Patrick. I knew him. I had talked to him some years ago. Okay, so he's serving an interim mayor at the time, was trying to replace white employees. So there you go. And it's not the only one. This is the only one that we was able to find. I never remember this story coming out. I was talking to a former school board member that I know very well. Matter of fact, his son sat on the city council with Ferguson. And I was telling him about what's going on in Minneapolis. And he said, oh, yeah, that happened in Normandy, too. He wasn't talking about Normandy school district. He was talking about the city of Normandy. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you.
I think it's all part of the main agenda. I really do.
Well, that's what's going on. And when I sent this off, I said, blame this on Obama and Maxine Waters in bolden statements, especially with Maxine and the...
Oh, yeah.
And the things that they've done, you got this city council in Evanston, Illinois, that's taking city funds and trying to provide reparations for the black residents in the city. That's racism. Nobody's talking about it like they should.
Right.
Because if a white person do it, it'd be all holy hell all over the place.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that pissed me off.
Dang it. Now I'm searching for an article right now because you just said something that made me remember. California is about to start doing something with registering black state employees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They want to pass a law that label blacks as a different ethnicity, whereas they can become eligible for reparations.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm sitting here like, okay, I have Jewish DNA, and I'm like, wait a minute. Black people are not mad. They're going to wind up on a registry. No, that didn't work out too well back in the 40s, dude. You don't want this. Even if they're promising you money, you don't want it. Crazy.
Yeah, they want to classify. This is Gavin. Want to classify blacks by a different ethnicity, he said, would help them to seek reparations in other states.
So what I'm trying to understand, though, is that my both sides of my family came here in the early 1910s, like right before World War One. So if my forefathers were not in the United States during the 19th century, the 1800s, then why would I have to pay reparations?
They don't care. It's just like in everything
care.
In.
I understand
won't,
that,
don't.
But I just want to know how they're justifying it.
Dude, if anybody should pay reparations, it should be Newsom, because he's like really a blue blood. I mean, I think his family came over in the 16, 1700s. So he needs to pay.
Well, maybe he thinks he's black.
Well, see, here's the argument with here's the thing with this reparation stuff, and I argue with people all the time. I say the federal government did not profit off of slavery. They couldn't profit off of slavery. Slavery was a private enterprise that was going on between business people, including black business people, and also Native Americans. They owned slaves, and they bought them legally because they traveled to Africa where they were being sold at slave markets. So the problem is with them is they don't want to go after the states. They want to go to the federal government and try to get it out of them. Now, federal government can't make a state pay reparations, nor can it make you pay either.
Well, they can't go after the states either, because around that time, states were actually being designated as free states or slave states. Like, if
well,
some
they
states,
shouldn't.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
shouldn't
so they were
be
being
able to. Yeah, but here's the thing. Slavery was not illegal. So what did they do illegal? They tried to. They had a case. One of the most recent cases was in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals under Judge Posner. You can listen to those deliberations on YouTube. It was had September 2006. And what these attorneys, which was led by Pellman, the court case was former Pellman versus Brown and Williams. What they was trying to do is trying to sue railroads and insurance companies. And they tried to base the argument that the insurance company's headquarters was located in northern cities like in Maine or Massachusetts, where slavery was illegal. And then they were insuring slaves that was being slavery that was going on down in the South, in the southern states. So that case didn't go into place, but the judge dismissed it with prejudice, meaning that they could bring it up again.
Right. I don't know. My
so the
thing
whole,
is...
The whole idea is the suit is to go to the federal government, trying to get the federal government to pay, and like I said before, the federal government never profited from slavery. One case. Then, two, whites should be able to sue for reparation because over 300,000 white males, men and boys, gave their life fighting for the Union forces to defeat the Southern forces.
Right.
Well, not only that, but like indentured servitude. I mean, that was basically legal slavery, too. And then you were trapped, you know, in that household working
forever. Yeah, but at the same time, they're not going after countries like Uganda, who still push slavery today.
Well, no, they're not. But that ain't the argument. Now, what could be an argument is I asked, well, then why come you don't sue these African countries that got rid of their... what I call, or what they call, riffraff, undesirables. For whatever reason, they was fighting. causing wars, raiding other villages, and so on, so on, so on. And, of course, all of them wasn't of that designation, but a lot was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't be careful, these folks will be, they'll be the Democrats will be passing something that's going to take more money and give it away, and you'd be, and then too, blacks in America are mixed; they are not 100% African. So, if the settlement was to give $100 to somebody that was 100%, well, then how much do a person, for instance, like Muhammad Ali, who even went to Ireland? To a town called Eunice to look up his biological family that's there. He's part Irish. So if he's 40% Irish and 60% everything else out of $100, does he just get $60?
Okay,
yeah,
that's funny.
I wouldn't get my hopes up with the reparations. Just like this,
no.
how in that new climate bill that Brandon signed, where he was giving
mm-hmm.
everybody, if you buy an electric car, you get a $7,500 tax deduction. So Ford just raised their price on their electric cars by $8,500.
It's just a big scam. You know, some years ago, they was giving you if you bought a solar system, the federal government would give you a rebate or something like that. I forget exactly what the terminology was.
Yeah,
and that didn't go in place.
We have solar.
Were you able to write that off against your federal taxes?
Yes.
And that didn't achieve what it was supposed to achieve.
Yeah, my house was built in the 1970s, so the solar works for me. If your house was built in 2004, it might not work as well because your house is more energy efficient than mine is.
And who in the heck, $8,000 off of, what you said Ford raised the price of their cars, $8,000. So
yeah.
They're going to try everything. Only thing you can do is fight it as much as you possibly can or, you know, go along with it, whatever. But I'm just telling you, you know, when I find these stories, and they're hard to find because, like Joe Biden was on the podium talking about white supremacy the other day. You know, I can't understand that. Heck, when he was coming up through Congress, he was a staunch white supremacist.
Oh, and his best friend was Robert KKK Byrd, yes.
Absolutely. They
yeah,
get away with
Biden.
These. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine, honey bunny. Yeah, Biden has said some vile things. Hillary did also about the black community. The very racist things, you know, and which is why I don't understand how they get such a pass on it. I can't fathom it.
Well, because Lyndon Johnson was able to get those people to vote Democrat for the next 100 years. That's why.
Yeah, I'm just baffled. It's just all logic. I can't understand it.
They're still pushing somehow that the Democrats are for the working people.
But they're not.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, and I don't... And the other thing, too, that makes me angry is why does any political party think that they own anyone's vote?
I don't know.
The Democrats think they own the black vote.
Yeah.
But what in the heck is wrong with people in Minneapolis, Proof, where this thing with the teachers...
It's okay to lay off white teachers because of their skin color? I just can't believe that after all the work Martin Luther King did and after all we did, and they're still telling us about diversity, but diversity is now about making sure that you are the right skin pigmentation. That's diversity now.
Yeah. The Minneapolis Teachers Union apparently encouraged this.
Right.
I can't believe that this is going on. I looked at the makeup of the Minneapolis School District Board, and they've got a Somali that's representing, I guess, the Somali population. You got more whites on it than you do blacks. I think you got two blacks. I think it's about 7 total. Then you got a student representative, you know, that represents the high school, I guess. But how in the heck do they go along with something that is clearly racist?
Well, now racism is fresh again. That's why. When the Democrats are in control, that's when racism goes up.
That's actually really true.
And this city, Normandy, was a nice city with housing stock. It's the University of Missouri, St. Louis, sits in that city. And if you was to come from the city of St. Louis, the very next city that you would hit in the suburbs would be Pine Lawn. Then coming further west, you would be hitting some other cities until you finally come to Normandy. Normandy School District is very, very sad. The academic performance in the school district is dismal. Like, say, 5% of the high school class is doing math proficiency, maybe 14% are reading proficient. That's failure. That's going on in that school
district. On a meme, let me see if I could bring that up here on my spy book wall, but it said in the United States there are now more people who cannot read at a sixth grade level than more people that can.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And those are the people telling us that we need to trust the science, is people that can't read at a sixth grade level.
Okay, but if you can't read or you can barely read, that's an advantage to the government. That's one way of controlling information. Yeah.
Well, Bianchi, you weren't here earlier in the show, but I said that don't underestimate Brandon running as a second term, because the Democrats are running. This is the best they've done in a long time. And they could really finish us off if they just keep Dementia Joe in there.
I think it's going to be Newsom. I really do. See, Newsom, he plays ball. So he's going to continue to push what they're pushing right now. But he'll be able to sugarcoat it and spoon feed it to the woke crowd.
Yes, but if you want things done, everybody can take their punches, and Brandon will sign anything. He don't care.
Exactly.
You have an empty puppet. That's the best thing the Democrats can have, is somebody that doesn't know where they're at, because they just tell him, here, sign this. Gruesome might think about it.
I doubt he'll think about it, dude. I seriously doubt he'll think about it.
In the term of, hey, I'm not getting paid enough, but Brandon don't care.
Okay,
it's like, sign this. Okay, now everybody has to wear pink and yellow polka dots. He don't care what
right.
he's signing.
Right.
Gruesome can't comprehend the paper. Brandon cannot.
Yeah, but he'll not only sign it, though. He'll sugarcoat the agenda to make it more palatable.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that if you are a world leader like Xi Jinping, you want Brandon because you control that.
Well, what made his ratings go up? I don't believe it went up. I don't believe anything in
the
news or print.
The only reason they went up is they called more Democrats on that 10,000-person poll. That's all.
Yeah, no, dude. Brandon's ratings did not
only
go
time,
up.
Only way Democrats would get people to vote for them is they got to pay them. And that's what we see going on with these stimulus packages and all this other stuff that's happening.
Yeah, we haven't had a stimulus package since the one that Trump set up, that Brandon shopped up and gave us part of.
These RS agents, I got to thinking, they're going to be going after marijuana producers in these states and probably the drug dealers.
No, they said they're targeting families making between $75,000 and $200,000 a year.
Well, the families that make it,
if they say there's $20 billion in assets that are taxable, and they're paying $80 billion to make $20 billion, that doesn't make sense. Only a fool would spend $4 to make one. So,
yeah, that's urban math.
In my opinion, Bianchi, they're there to seize assets and put people in camps. Because why would you spend $80 billion to make $20? It's not about the money, it's about the assets.
But people in that income range, they file taxes.
Yeah.
Hell, they stupid enough not to file taxes. They may not. I mean, everybody has a right to pay as least amount of taxes as they possibly can. Hell,
that is what most of America makes, though, is you get a husband and a wife that make $40,000 each. There you go. Now you're in the income bracket.
Yep. Most definitely. And then
they pay their tax.
And then if they find a reason
you
that you
that
owe more money.
You think the IRS hiring 87,000 agents is to catch people not paying taxes? You're crazy. It's not about the taxes.
No, it's about to create more revenue, seize your assets, garnish your wages.
Putting people in camps, killing people. They wanted a police force or a military for within the United States, and they were able to get one. And that's all this is.
Well, they're not the only agency that's stockpiling ammo and weapons. You know that, right?
Oh, the Social Security has a few million rounds themselves. I don't know why the Social Security office would need 3 million rounds of ammo to kill 80-year-olds, but that's besides me.
I know, like, it makes as much sense as the freaking IRS agents having guns and ammo stockpiled. And then in the job description, it's like, use deadly force if needed. What the actual cadoodle, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, they just
and
want
I'll
every penny they can
say
get
that
from
all
you.
The time. You're not going to spend $80 billion to dig up to $20 billion in revenue. Why would you spend four times the money than what you can bring in?
But if they can sell
the
your stuff,
it's not
they
about
can add,
that.
They can add interest and penalties. I mean, I think it's a multi-purpose game they're playing here.
Well, it's for a lot of things. When you add 87,000 IRS agents to an existing 79,000, you have
a lot of them went away.
166,000 IRS agents now at your disposal. That's an army. You can do a lot with that.
a lot of them went away when Trump done away with the Obamacare penalty. So I guess they wanted to bring them back. And hell, they're nothing but accountants. What the hell they need guns for? If they come to your house, you don't have to let them in.
The military, well, the police are not allowed to go into your house like that, but the IRS agents are, they're authorized to do so.
Well, the IRS, you know, that's where I don't agree. Who's going to give them the right? And where does it say in section, and where does it say in CFR 26, that's what the Internal Revenue Code comes under, that they have a right to go into your home? What rule was came out of that by the director or the IRS? I mean, what law was he reading that Congress passed? And Congress can't pass a law that circumvents the Constitution.
Yeah, but you somehow think that they're playing with a constitution. You think they still cling to that?
Well, I tell you what, they ain't coming into my house, and states should do what they should do and say that it's not going to go on in their state.
That's what I'm waiting to hear, but so far nobody's came out and said anything yet.
If they
say that you're not letting them in the house, well, there goes why they have all that ammunition.
Yeah, well, the whole neighborhood is going to be shooting at them then. But here's the thing. The states are not doing what they're supposed to do. We've seen it with the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it with Mike Pence. Mike Pence should be responsible for all the stuff that went on in January 6th. If he had done the right thing is spelled out by the Constitution. It should have sent them ballots back.
Yeah. He could have said anything that day. He could have said, let's look into the, let's clear out the alleged voter fraud and we'll allow a 10-day investigation, and then it would have happened. And if the votes were found real, then no harm done. He could
and
have done
that's
that.
What you
instead,
want.
Instead, he became the Trump of the century.
And
he thinks he's
going to
run as a president on that.
You want investigations to happen. Because if you have an investigation and you have transparency, then both sides can be satisfied. Even the losing side will be happy, because at least the investigation happened. But if you don't have an investigation, what do? You get both sides fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep going back to that divide and conquer, and I know it's getting old, but it's true, though. They're not solving the actual problem. They're creating more division. And if we could just get some unity.
These investigations are going to be strung out to try to keep Trump from getting on the ballot. Funny thing, too, the judge asked for the revealing of the affidavit, even if you have to redact some of the words. Well, hell, if you redact three-quarters of it, what good is that?
And why do they even need to redact it, though? I mean, that's crazy to me.
They say that they're protecting people's names and identities.
Yeah, just like with freaking Ghislaine Maxwell, they're protecting her client list. Give me a break. Make it public record.
And see, here's the thing. All of these politicians are in this, and not all of them. Because if you look at Cheney, who started in 2017, and her net worth was about $1 million to $4 million. Now today it's about $40 million. They're making money by being bought off by these foreign governments. Pelosi goes to Taiwan. Then where did she go next? She went over to Singapore, I think it was. That's where her son is doing business.
Mm-hmm.
if Joe Biden was the big guy with the quid pro quo with the Ukraine, then Pelosi must be the big gal with her son in Singapore.
Yeah, I don't understand how somebody gets a net worth of $135 million being a politician.
She's selling favoritism one way or the other to them damn foreign countries. Heck, you're talking about going solar. Well, who's going to benefit from that? China. American manufacturers of solar panels can't compete with China. There's no way.
No, no way at all. No way at all.
Who's letting them come in and buy up all the land? I thought there's certain critical aspects of the infrastructure of the United States that foreigners can't own, like seaports, for instance, railroads, for instance. Well, should not farmland also be on that list? Is that not critical for the national security?
It should be on the list, but they're not doing it. And they're signing away, like, water rights to other countries, too, which is crazy to me. Like, Saudi Arabia, I mean, they own a lot of water rights down in other states, you know, in the Southwest. And it's just like, what is going on? They're selling off our country left and right.
So what is Saudi Arabia doing? It's sucking up the water, loading it on container ships and shipping it back to their country?
I think they know that something. All right, here's my thing, okay? And you guys are probably going to laugh, but I think that we are having climate change, but I don't think we're doing anything. I think it's a natural order of things. And I think that they know we've got something coming down the road, natural, that's changing this planet. And I think that what they're doing is they're trying to starve us out. They're like, let's use this crisis to our advantage. And so Saudi and other countries are positioning themselves so they can actually have a future.
Mm-hmm.
People from Saudi Arabia, they're not going to mind living in the Arizona desert. They're not going to care. That's like home sweet home to them. They're used to that climate. And now they have the water. I mean, or they have the farmland. Now, I think Bill Gates wants the farmland so he can control the food and he can just inject all the poison into it. I mean, don't forget, they wanted to put vaccines in our greens, you know, in microgreens and vegetables and stuff. So I think that's Bill Gates, what he wants to do with the food. There's so many different things going on. So there's multiple things going on, but it all boils down to the destruction of humanity, complete global domination, and a wiping out of the population.
Well, you know, the thing that perplexes me is the ignorance and dumbness in American citizens. I mean, the things that you argue, I was arguing with someone in a chat about Ashley Babbitt, and they're going to claim that she was invading the damn state and deserved the best shot. I don't understand these people, man. I really don't.
Because if they can get us to fight among ourselves, it gives them more room to do whatever the heck they want, because we're too busy fighting each other. So they create strife, and they throw out wedge issues that make us argue. Stupid stuff. I mean, look at, they've got, the left has got, the media got the left to start hating anyone who liked Trump. It's amazing. I mean, all you have to do is say, I voted Trump, and it's automatic. I'm never going to talk to you. I'm not going to listen to you.
Right, exactly.
I'm
going to
hate you. Yeah. So you can't share ideas with each other. You can't find a common ground to meet on. You're just busy trying to fight your neighbor. And it's sad. So then the government and the New World Order can just happily march along the street saying, well, they're busy fighting over there and they're not paying attention to us. We can do what we want.
Hell, Biden's new Title IX rules deputize teachers to override parents on their children's gender identity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the school system, and I know, okay, I can only speak for Washington State, but I had a teenager in the high school in Washington, and they refused to tell the parents or guardians anything about their kids. Nothing. Like, my freaking teenager was being bullied, and she was failing everything. She didn't want to go to school, none of that. She wouldn't tell me what was going on. I come to find out she was being bullied. And the principal said, oh, I wanted to talk to you now that, you know, she's handled the situation and we've handled the situation. Now we can tell you what's going on and why she's been the way she's been. Dude, I was so mad. Because I'm like, if you guys would have came to me, I could have easily fixed this. You know, I could have sat down to talk with her, and been incoherent. You know, but instead, you left me out of the loop. You chose to raise this child in this situation. I mean, who's the guardian here? And it's insane the way they do it. But they are cutting the parents out of the equation completely. Parents are a non-factor anymore. I'm telling all the parents, get your kids out of the public school system. If you can't homeschool them, at least get them into K12.com. And they do it online. From home, they have a teacher. Yeah, I want to see the public school system go down because it is just very communistic now. They don't want the parents involved in any way, shape, or form.
Hell, the public school is creating a fifth column of ignorance and anti-patriotism, anti-American, anti-God, anti-life.
And they're saying that they're smarter than the actual parents. I mean, they want the ability to basically completely raise your child. I mean, think about how many hours a day your kid is in school compared to how many hours a day you're actually able to spend with your kid. And if you think about it that way, it's like, who is raising your child? And so now they're taking more rights away from parents. They won't even tell you what's going on with your kid when they're in school. So, yeah, they're bringing in a system to where the state raises your child. So what are they going to start doing next? You know, sending kids away to their little school camps like they do in North Korea? To where the state really gets to raise them. There was a little, this was so sad to me, but there's one reporter that's been able to go into North Korea like 16 times and because he plays by North Korean rules. But they send these kids to these school camps throughout the year, and he like talked with some of the kids there. And they were like, well, we love, you know, Kim Jong-un more than, you know, my father. And he was like, really, you know, and he's talking to the kid, and he basically asked him, why do you love Kim Jong-un more than your dad? And he said, because look at what Kim Jong-un gives me. My dad cannot give me video games when I'm here at this school. My dad cannot feed me this food when I'm here at this school. It was all everything that Kim Jong-un could give this kid. So, yeah, he bought their love totally. And in return, the kid was loyal to Kim Jong-un. And it's sad, but I see that coming for America.
Yeah, I think if Barry Satoru came out now and they were pushing this communist stuff, he would be in that position where the left would remember how it was in 2008 and 2009 when they loved Barry Satoru and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady. Just imagine they would be devout communist right now. You would have half of America loving that, except it's hard to sell communism when the guy that is trying to sell it has a 24% approval rating.
Which is why they need Newsom.
Oh, I think they need Michael Robinson Obama.
I hear you, but I'm not seeing her making a play for anything pertaining to the White House, but I'm flat out seeing it with Newsom.
Hey, I strongly think that Big Mike can beat Trump. That's the only person that could beat Trump.
Well, I mean, I'm not doubting that. I'm not
but
doubting what you're saying.
But DeSantis to beat Michael, that's all there is.
But what I'm trying to say is, while I hear what you're saying and I agree with you, I'm not seeing any way, shape, or form of a play being made for the White House. But I am seeing a play being made for the White House by Newsom.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
all that could change.
Well, that is actually very true. We still got 2 years to go, and that's a lifetime in politics.
Well, all I can say, of all the things that we can do, we got to continue to fight.
We have to fight. We got to keep fighting. And we all got to stick together, too.
We got to start saying what's on our mind and stop trying to be politically correct all the damn time. They not. Anytime
I
you
know.
Got a mayor say that he's going to fire all the damn white people, anytime you got a school board that's going for firing white teachers first based on the fact that blacks has been disadvantaged, y'all, that's a bunch of bull crap. We have to say what's on our mind.
We
they're already telling you they're going to lay off the teachers. That's what's sad.
We got to start talking to each other again. We really do. We can't be petty with each other anymore. It's killing us. We have to stop this petty stuff. That's the only thing that's going to bring the unity back.
Yeah, well, that's what Klaus Schwab wants, an angrier world.
Target's got a section in their store. Target's got a section in their store, at least online, that's all African-American owned and produced products. I don't know how to look at that.
Yeah. Me either.
Black-owned and founded brands at Target. Look it up.
See, I want to see everyone who works hard. I want to see them succeed. You know, and I don't care. Yeah, and I don't care about the color of their skin, you know? So to me, it's like, it's a type of racism when you're like, oh, we have this one department that's specifically one race owned. And I'm like, so you're telling me, yeah, I mean, because in my opinion, there is nobody better than anyone. Gender, race, none of that. So why are you trying to tell me that this section of your store is better than anyone else's? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to get slammed for saying that, but I have no idea.
Well, you can't worry about what people are going to think. You wouldn't be able to tell the truth if it wasn't the truth. Hell, go to Target and look up, it's called Black Beyond Measure.
Oh, yeah, and streaming
services.
Heck, if you're
going to Target stores, there ain't hardly nobody in there anyway. So I guess they're doing whatever they possibly can to keep afloat.
Well, all the streaming services always have, a section on it ever since 2000 is nothing but, it's called, Lift Black Voices and all this stuff. And I'm like, I like diversity in my entertainment, but if they had a Lift White Voices section, people would be going off right now. Why is it that, again, you're trying to say one race is better than another? Just put the entertainment out there, and if it's good, people will find it.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it, you got blacks that's talking out against the Minneapolis School Board. They're talking out against. I don't hear too many of them say anything about this thing in Target, but they're talking out against their book, though, their prayer, asking God to teach them how to hate white folks or whatever. What kind of God is that?
Yeah, exactly. It's not the God I want. I'll tell you that right now. The kind of God I want to worship loves everyone, and everyone is equal. That's what I want.
I never taught any of my kids that because I was brought up that way. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to run in the house. You know how kids be outside playing? They run in the house and go to the refrigerator to get water.
Yeah.
And leave the refrigerator door open.
Yeah.
I looked over, and there would be a white family, a man and wife or whatever, sitting at the table eating. And apparently, of course, I was young. I really didn't know the details. But apparently, as I got older, I figured they were just passing through the neighborhood. My grandfather probably saw them and asked them, were they hungry, and brought them in the house and fed them and let them go on by their way. I know one thing, that every stray dog in the community would always find him, and he'd be sitting down. They come up and lay their head on his feet, so if he moved, they'd wake up and wouldn't get left. But I was young. I didn't understand what the heck what I was looking at. You know, that's the way kids are. We were climbing trees and raiding the apple tree in the neighbor's yard.
We had kids stuff to do, dude.
Yeah, we had kids stuff to do. But as you got older and you look back upon those incidents, then you realize exactly what was going on. So I always told my kids that people are human beings. Human beings do things. So I guess it'll work out. So anyway, I hope so. But I'm going to let you guys go. It's almost 10:37 where I am. Keep your eyes open, your ears pierced.
All right, so
Candace? Don't fall for the okie doke is all I got to say.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys later.
Sorry.
All right, thank you.
All right, I love talking with you. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I like talking to all of you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye-bye. Okay, what'd you say?
I was asking if
what'd
you had anything else tonight for us.
Do I have? Oh, man. No, I can see that they're going to try and rig 2024 again.
Well, of course.
Yeah. They're going to try. I think they're going to fail because a lot of states have locked down their voting laws. And buckle up because this election year is going to go crazy. It really is. I'm seeing it right now. It is definitely going to get crazy. So be prepared. We're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about, especially the closer we get to the midterms. And I just predict it's going to be like an avalanche as soon as the midterms are done. And
yeah.
It's just going to slide right. Yeah, it's going to slide right into the election year. It's just going to be crazy. But the midterms.
Well, they don't want an election in 2024. So I think that if they could take out a lot of, Trump supporters now, that somehow they'll win. But I think at the end of the day, the people that support Brandon, I'm hopeful that they see this tyranny, because we're more of a visual community. And it's going to be very graphic when you see people being dragged out of their houses because they voted for Trump. And that is that is not going to work. They think it's going to work, but when you have the visuals, it's going to change things. And that's why I've said it has to get worse before it gets better. And we need that. And once there's the visuals, I think that's when we start winning. But the average person needs to see it first, because they don't believe it right now. They still think we're crazy.
No. Yep. But just wait. Just wait. It's going to get even crazier.
Yeah.
It definitely is. They know that they're losing their butts right now.
Of course.
They know it. And they know that Trump still holds a lot of power, even though he's not in office. I mean, how many Trump-endorsed candidates are winning their midterms? And all the candidates just about got primaried out, the ones that actually voted to impeach Trump. Like Jamie Hara Butler. In Washington State, she just got booted. She's one of the Republicans that voted to impeach Trump. And she's been in, like, she's held her position for a while. So they know that they're going to lose. They're going to get they're going to get way more focused on how to steal the election. And then they're going to get snarly. And they're going to start attacking us more when they realize that the tricks they used in 2020 cannot be used in 2024. So be prepared, dude. Buckle up. It's going to get good. Pop some popcorn and stay safe. I'm just thankful I live in a red state. I don't have to worry about FEMA camps. And Ron DeSantis brought back the Florida Guard, so we have our own army.
Yeah. Well, that's going to come into play here. I have that gut feeling that's what Democrats want. They want enemies that they don't even know who they are.
Right.
Totally unprecedented. How do you have an enemy just because of who you might have voted for?
Oh, dude.
Especially when that's the majority.
Media brainwashing.
So 30% of the public thinks they could beat up 70% of the public.
Yeah. Media brainwashing.
And the 30% don't even like guns, so they're going to go after people that have guns. That's going to work.
I know. But yeah, we saw in 2016 how much play the government had with the media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not joking. Yeah. So the government's like, here, brainwash the public with this, and the media says, yes, we will. We will comply.
Yeah.
But have you noticed CNN letting go?
That's hilarious. They got rid of Humpty Dumpty, yes.
I know. But he's not the first. I mean, if you look at it over the past 2 to 3 years, they've let go a lot.
Well, Jeff Zucker was the main guy over there, and he was Stelter was basically his lapdog, so you don't need the lapdog if the owner's gone.
That is true. It still cracks me up, though. Do you ever watch Mark Dice?
Yes.
Yeah. I literally, because of Mark Dice, I don't even know what Brian Stelter's real voice sounds like. I'm not joking. I can only hear Mark Dice's impersonation. I love it. Yeah, I mean, he's gone, and I'm like, I'm loving it, but I don't know what they're bringing in.
Yeah. Well, if we knew, then we'd fight them on it, but because it's a secret, we don't know what we're fighting against. But
yeah.
I have that gut feeling I'm not that far off.
Nah, I don't think you are either. I don't. I mean, you said that you were pretty sure they were going to bring the grids down this summer, and sure enough, I mean, rolling blackouts are way more common now than they've ever been.
Oh, wait until the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Germany thinks that actually there's a push now to ban air conditioning, and everybody laughed at me a couple of years ago when I said that. And Germany said that they're not going to have enough electric for heat this year. But instead of opening up the plants and letting the coal plants and letting everybody have heat, they're just going to roll with it.
That, which is crazy. Insanely crazy. You know,
in the meantime, they'll also ban firewood just to make it even more interesting.
Oh, of course. Of course. If people actually analyzed how much of their power came from coal, they would actually become a little bit pro-coal.
Well, the thing is that if they had a plan to actually find something that works and implemented it, I get it, but you just can't. You just can't say, all right, you're going to do this, even though it doesn't work. Or
right.
We're going to take this away and you're going to have nothing. That's not going to work either.
We actually, and I used to be anti-nuclear power, but they've got it now to where they can actually do the nuclear energy way safer. And they can dispose of the waste a lot better than they used to.
Yeah.
So now it's actually nuclear energy. It could be a realistic goal. And I know it's scary, but if they really have, you know, heavily improved upon it, it might be something to look into.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think they're more interested in making people miserable than they are trying to fix a solution. because there's no money in solutions. There is a lot of money in making people angry.
Exactly. If they actually fixed things, you would have a happy society.
Yeah.
And a happy society. Yeah. Well, we got to, like, remember when we were kids? They have been pushing the environment since the 70s
yeah.
that I can remember. Probably you too. They haven't fixed any of the problems. What does that tell you? They really don't want to fix things, or it's unstoppable because of natural causes. And it's a moneymaker. And they can use it to divide people. But I'm like, come on, guys. You ain't fix this in 50 years. You're never going to. Because you either don't want to, it's not fixable, or you're making way too much money.
Well, it's easier to take people's rights away, and then they can fix it for themselves.
Yeah. Except they're not trying to fix anything.
Yeah, people don't realize that the carbon they're trying to eliminate is you.
Yeah, exactly. And if they really want to eliminate carbon, plant more trees.
Yes. Now they're actually talking about chopping down all the trees and burying them.
What?
Yeah, because they produce too much carbon.
The trees.
Yes, I understand that. But if you are Satan, you feel you can AI everything. So you want a complete terraformed planet that looks like what we envision other planets to be like, which is totally nothing on it. So if they can contaminate literally everything and kill everything, then that's their goal. And then just start over and have a microchip society.
That is true. That is very true. I mean, when you want to, like, get the population down to 500,000 people, you could easily do that.
500,000,000, but yeah.
500,000,000. Okay, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. That's a big difference.
Yeah. It's a big old difference. I don't know why I thought it was 500,000, but yeah. So you want to get it down.
Wow, 500,000, that might be like the size of the Daytona Beach area.
I don't know how many people we have down here in Daytona. I know Jacksonville's got a little over 1,000,000.
Yeah, it's got like 1.3 or something, but Jacksonville,
yeah.
Since 2020, as far as major cities goes, is the second largest in population growth behind Tampa.
Yeah, I don't know why Tampa's exploding like it is.
Yeah,
I don't know
either.
Yeah.
Tampa's nice,
Tampa's
though. I mean, I've been there a couple times, but it wouldn't be my go-to.
Mine either. Too much stuff goes wrong in the Bay. And Tampa, like, it's like one of the lightning strike capitals. It gets pounded by thunderstorms and lightning. I don't know. I wouldn't live in Tampa.
Well, I lived in Jacksonville for 3 years. I thought it was okay. It wouldn't be my favoriteest place ever, but it was okay.
Dude, I wanted to move to Jacksonville. So bad. You know, my grandparents are from Jacks. My parents grew up in Jacks. I went to Jacksonville to visit family in the 70s. So Jacks is like home to me. But I wouldn't live there now. The crime is so bad. It's not the same Jacksonville it was that I've heard stories
about St. Augustine?
Oh, I love St. Augustine. If I was a millionaire, I would so live there. No, I do love St. Augustine a lot, but that rent, though, ooh.
Yeah?
St. Augustine.
So where do you end up going, like Palm Coast or Palatka?
Don't go to Palm Coast, dude. When we first got here, we stayed in Palm Coast for a month. Palm Coast is beautiful, but it has a lot of older people with money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the whole city is like one big HOA.
All right.
Yeah.
So what about Ocala?
I don't know anything about it.
Ocala? No? Okay.
Oh, Ocala? I don't know. I've been there once. I thought you said Ocala. I've been there once. It's the farm country of Florida. It's not bad, actually. Now, Palatka, my family lives in Palatka, my nanny and my cousin, and I actually like Palatka. I really do. If you're in for easygoing town, you know, I mean, they've got stuff there, and East Palatka is now booming. They're starting to get more businesses over the bridge in East Palatka.
Okay.
It's actually not a bad area. Yeah, I would. I live in Palatka. The only reason why we're not in Palatka is there is nothing to rent because Florida's full. I mean,
yeah.
You know, yeah. But shoot, before Corona, we could have gotten a 2-bedroom, 1,100 square foot apartment or whatever for like $750 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, before Corona. Now, yeah. Lake City's not too bad. If you don't want the beach, I highly suggest Lake City. It's inexpensive. It is by the Florida-Georgia line, though.
Yeah.
But I
liked
it.
Hey, that could be good. Just in case you need to shake out of your state, you can hop across.
Yep. Exactly. It's tornado country in that part of Florida, most definitely. Yeah, it is. We had a couple of tornado warnings when we were there. And let's see, the other – oh, Lakeland. I really like Lakeland. Down by Plant City and – yeah.
Yeah.
I like
Baseball
that a lot.
City, yeah.
Yeah. I really like that area. It reminded me some of Puyallup of Washington. So – I say do what we did.
See, that wouldn't be bad to be in between two major cities, I guess.
Mm-mm, I don't think it would be. I mean, if you don't have to have the ocean, you're way better off anyway.
Yeah, there's less of a hurricane chance.
Well, not only that, but people who move to Florida, they want to be at the beach. So those are prime areas that are going to be higher in rent, you know. Yeah. But Ocala's not bad. And if you want to be in a small town, there's a little town called Bunnell.
Which I know
is kind of like in, okay, cool. So it's a hop, skip, and a jump to the bigger city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I say just couch surf, dude, and then figure out where you want to be.
Yeah, but I have a wife and a nephew here and six cats and two dogs. It's hard to couch surf.
Yeah, that is true.
It's not
you're
just
so
me.
You're so private. Yeah, you're so private. Yeah, that I don't know a lot about your home life.
Well, you could always talk, but I don't mind sharing. I just don't share much on social media. I share on the show.
Right.
I don't really care.
Right on. Yeah, you can always check me a message, dude.
Yeah.
About anything. I'm still waiting to, like, for us to talk about ways to market the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know I sent you a message on Tuesday, and we're just now talking, so.
Yeah.
It's
been a crazy week. Yeah, definitely. I would love to talk this weekend.
Okay.
Because. Yeah, wait, you know, if I'm going to be your permanent Thursday co-host, I would love for us to tag team the marketing, because I've been wanting to do news clips on Rumble and YouTube. Yeah. Like 3 to 4 minute news.
Well, I don't want to do YouTube, so I pretty much don't do anything on there anymore. But if you want to do YouTube, that's great. It's just that I won't.
No, that's totally fine. I don't mind doing that with news clips and then having a promo, a hook for the show into it to draw people to Thursday night.
Right, okay.
And then they fall in love with you and they come back, like, every night.
Yeah, we still have to find a Friday night host for my time slot, but for Fridays, because that is completely empty now.
Oh, my gosh. If I had a co-host, I would love to do Friday. It's just so hard.
There's nothing stopping you from putting it on your Spybook page and asking if anybody wants to be a co-host, and then you interview them. At the end of the day, the worst thing that happens is you don't have anybody.
That is true. I've got a girl in Canada that I would love to, like, co-host with. She's really cool. She's a Floridian living in Canada.
Okay. So we have to make way here. So thank you for being here, Candace. I always appreciate having you. Everybody else, I will be back on Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show. But until Monday, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can get the worst fires. I am negative. I am negative.